Welcome back to Toys on Tap. This week, I'm in my element. Chance Priest comes on and we talk Ninja Turtle bootlegs. We do a little catch up with him and then we dive headfirst into everything Ninja Turtle bootleg. And all the crazy stuff you see, all the stuff you want, the stuff you can't get, all the goods. If you want more Toys on Tap, you can like, follow, rate, review wherever you get podcasts. It spreads it, everyone gets to hear it, and it just pushes this podcast forward. You can follow us on socials at Toys on Tap. And if you want to jump on the Patreon and support us, you can jump on there. We're trying to figure out a way to rework it so that we can figure things out to give you the most content for the least amount. Now let's get to this week's episode of Toys on Tap.
Can you hear me?
I can. Just can't see you.
I don't know what the deal is here. Let's see here. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Are you watching old John Wayne movies in the back?
No, it'd be Gunsmoke. I have it on like 24/7.
Okay.
Gunsmoke's my favorite TV show. So
that's awesome. Hey, Chance, I'm pumped that you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
I feel like we gotta dive in tonight with like catching up with you before we talk.
Whatever you want.
I have so many things I want to talk about with Ninja Turtle bootlegs because you're the guy.
Actually, crazy. Did not have time to look for anything special for you, but I got in there just like 30 minutes ago, and I wasn't even looking for them. And bam, I found one you're going to find extremely satisfying.
Okay. That's crazy. You always know the right words to say to get my heart moving. That's awesome. I'm glad you're back. Let's dive in. Let's start this episode like we start every episode. Please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
I'm Chance Priest. What do? I live in the toy world. You know, I live in the comic world. I live, I quit a normal life years ago to just do nothing but toys and comic books and stuff like that. And so this is our 10th year. I didn't even realize it till like a week ago. I said, this is our 10th year when I quit anything full time and became a full time artist, you know, making toys and making comic books. And holy cow, I can't believe it's been 10 years, but yeah. So yeah, living the dream, man.
People
say it all the time, but I really am. And of course, when I'm not making stuff, I'm always making stuff. But when I break away, I'm collecting.
Yeah.
So my life is collecting and making stuff. So
which is insane because on top of collecting, on top of all the comics and everything that you're doing, you also host auctions. And those auctions have eaten more of my money than I'd like to admit. And it's all for a worthy cause of collecting and hoarding. And on top of all that, last time you were on, you kind of told us about your warehouse and that like just massive facility of just collecting.
Well, that warehouse, I mean, we shrunk down from, you know, I had a 45,000 square foot building and it wasn't just toys and comics, but it was primarily toys and comics, you know. And we shrunk way down and went up with our stuff. And so we're in a 4,000 square foot building, but I've got like two 20 foot trailers that are still packed. I've got, I can't even tell you how much room in here is just stuff stacked up in tubs, you know, a mile high. You just, it's just too much. I don't have the room.
Yeah.
That's why I do the auction. I mean, I'm selling off stuff just cause I have no room anymore.
I knew it was crazy. When I don't know if you'll ever, I sent a message that said something like any Ninja Turtle stuff tonight. And I think your only response was, I looked in, not tonight, maybe in the next box.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it is. You know, it's a freaking Sometimes, I mean, finding stuff for the auction, my phone is just a mess, but finding stuff for the auction is a challenge, man. It's a serious challenge.
Because it's always like, I mean, I have, on top of the bootleg stuff, I've bought vintage kaiju stuff from you, vintage Sifubi. And like what's interesting is your collection is, every once in a while you'll get a glimpse of like new stuff. There's vintage stuff, there's bootleg stuff, it's just all over the place. And so the fact that
a little secret to my collecting. Well, because if I don't spit something out when it's on top of my head, it'll be lost forever. but I'll tell you, I go like this. Okay, I don't care if it's Turtles, Star Wars, stuff. I have no idea what it is. I look at the item and I say, forget that it's part of an IP. Forget that it's part of something you love. Would that toy stand alone if you came from outer space?
What up, toy nerds? This is Ray.
And Dave. Go check out our brand new YouTube channel, The Toy Rats.
We make toys.
We talk about toys.
We talk about old toys.
And new toys.
And toys that we make.
And we're just a bunch of goofballs. It's a good time.
We make fun of Dave a lot.
I'm all right with that. So, if you get a chance, go check out Toy Rats on YouTube. You won't be disappointed. You might be.
Yeah, you could. Who knows?
You got to check it out.
Toy Rats. Toy Rats. YouTube.
Bye.
Bye.
And you were looking at, and you were a toy collector, and you looked at that toy. You said, man, that's cool just by itself. And that's a purchase for me. That's the way I look at them.
I do that a lot then because I have a lot of stuff. I'm pumped. I do want to go to the auctions and all that stuff, but let's catch me up. It's been probably a year. Since you've been on, it's been quite a while. You've got more characters that have come out through your own IP that you've been developing.
Oh, yeah.
You've got more additions to the comic stuff. You've got nonstop auctions. You were at Kaiju Go. All kinds of stuff going on. So catch me up on everything that's happening.
Well, of course, I mean, I try to make a new figure, sculpt a new figure every week. And I know people don't understand it. I'll read something somebody says. It's hard to correct people. You know, the internet. People have their ideas.
Yeah.
I fleshed out a lot of these characters 15, 20 years ago. So it's catching up on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of characters I've made up and created and wrote little stories about. Like, that's in my sketch pads. I'll flesh out the figure and I'll give them a story and a backstory. And then sometimes I'm so excited, I go after it and I do a painting, I do a drawing, and I'll do a sculpture of it. And then sometimes it's like, okay, I love that, but it's not time for that guy yet. And I put him on the back burner, you know? So we're over 200 different characters in figure form, you know, in Warriors of the Universe, the as people call it, the 5.5 form, you know?
Yeah.
So, which really, most of my figures are more like 6-inch. But, over 200. So if a guy got into it right now, it's like, I'm going to collect these. Well, so, you know, tons of them are, you know, after I do my little print run, which is sometimes as low as 5, sometimes as high as 100, you know, once that print run's gone, that's it. I don't ever remake. That's it. You got all you're going to get. So, yeah, so we're way up there on those, and I'm still working hard on those. And always, I'm addicted, you know, like I want to make new toys every week, you know, and working on if I had a head for like business and a head for organization, I could have like 5 more comic books out right now. But I start on new ones all the time, and I'll have 10 pages of that one done, 12 pages of that one, 15 of that. Some of these aren't inked, so I got lots of comic books in the works. Of course, our auctions are every Wednesday night on Facebook, Warriors Universe on Instagram, Chances Toy Collection. And really it's just going through there and going, what can I live without? And if you wonder like, why, because why do I sell anything at all? Cause number one, I really got to scale back the room. Number two, I want to buy more stuff. So I might sell something I really love, but I'm like, dude, to get the hit, son.
Yeah.
I gotta buy some shit. And I'm not just buying toys, you know, I collect comics like a nut, and I collect original artwork like a nut. And if I find an artist and I like the way he draws, I go, hey, let me pay you and draw some of my characters, and I'll use them in something, you know? And so, I mean, I'm all over the place with what I buy. So,
yeah, I mean, some of us struggle for years in just developing one character, one comic, and you're up around, which, as a pause, are you currently drinking an energy drink?
Monster.
It is 9 o'clock where you are. What are you doing?
Dude, I am hammering out Stranger Things. You know, the new season comes out next month.
Yeah.
And I purposely waited to do a bender on Stranger Things. So every night I've been up till about 2-3 in the morning hammering out Stranger Things.
I plan on
going about 2-3 in the morning.
Awesome. That's so funny. I every time I catch the auctions, whenever I can catch them, I see you drinking an energy drink, and I always am so floored because the auction starts so late. So it's good to know that we're spending that awake time doing something creative with Stranger Things.
Okay, so when I'm at home, I have a big pad, and I'm watching stuff. Even when I watch football and stuff, I love watching football, so I'll be watching football, whatever. I always have a pad in front of me. And yeah, no, I'm not like getting the work done like if I was setting it up my office with the music on and, you know, focused in. But I put together some big elaborate pieces, and I'm like, wow, I worked on this 4 times in 4 nights, and holy cow, I finished this big art piece, you know, crazy, you know, it just happened, you know. So I dig doing that, you know. I like staying up late.
Yeah. So 200 and something characters, which is insane, and all hand sculpted.
Yep.
Hand painted.
100%. All hand sculpted, all hand molded, all hand cast, all hand cleaned up, and 100% hand painted. We do everything by hand. And every piece of artwork you see on our stuff, no computer was used. It's always hand done. In fact, like even titles and things like that, I draw them freehand, and I paste them up.
Like old school comics.
Oh, dude, I'm old school.
Okay.
I'm ready for the electromagnetic pulse. I will survive. I'll still be an artist.
Yeah, you're going to be there, and all of us are going to fade. Holy moly. So you were doing this, you're getting it going, and you've stepped into the show realm of like Kaiju Go and stuff, tabling. That's not new though, right?
Oh, no, I was doing shows back in the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So I did shows so far back that Stan Lee could be at a table with nobody around it. And it was free. You got 2 free autographs. Your admission was usually about $8 to those shows. You got 2 free autographs to whoever you wanted. Usually they only had 3 or 4 people. And I remember going to a Dallas one, and you know, this was probably like 86 or something like that. Stan Lee just sitting there with nothing to do.
You have been tabling.
Now, you know, you get big names like that, and there's lines hanging out the door, and, you know, it was a different world back then, you know.
You've been tabling longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, Carrie was my girlfriend back there, back then. In 1989, I was 15. I borrowed my neighbor's van. He's a super, super nice old fella. He actually helped make a comic book stand so I could put my comic books on. He lent me his van, and Carrie and I went to a show in Houston and set up at a show in Houston. We're both underage. I was driving, had no license. No setup. Yeah, we were crazy, man. It was Gen Xers are different, man.
Yeah, you guys are built different.
Yeah, I mean, I hung around with dudes who were 15, you know, who rode motorcycles and smoked cigarettes. They're like, oh, man, I gotta go work in the oil field later tonight, but yeah, I'll be back, you know, I'll come back and we'll hang out all night, okay? You know?
Holy jeez. Tell me about how Kaiju Go went. That was a couple months ago.
Freaking phenomenal. Yeah. I set up at the first one, okay? Chaz is a real good friend of mine, and he comes out here. He's one of the one few people that has access to all my stuff. He gets to, I don't know, nobody go through my comic books, but he gets to go through my toys.
Yeah.
And Chaz Foreman, Chaz Bro Toys. So anyway, Chaz and I are good friends. And when he started working on that thing, I said, yeah, man, even though I'm a hermit, I don't like going to shows, but I was like, you know what, dude, I'll do it. You know, I'll do it. Sounds good. It's in Dallas. It's close. You know, the first one was in Fort Worth, which is a little farther, but still pretty close. And as we say in Texas, if you're within 4 or 5 hours, we call that close, you know, because it's such a big ass state. But I did the first one. I didn't do the second one. And then he said, hey, man, you know, you want to do this third one? It's going to be a Jim Dandy at a new place. And, you know, and the Texas Theater. So I said, okay, yeah. I'll go for it, you know. And we were loaded for bear, had tons of stuff made up, and holy crap. I mean, astronomical sales, you know, like, I mean, when I set up at a show, I'll have 500 or 600 pieces we made for sale. And I had 500 or 600 there, and we sold when we were loading empty tubs. So it was a bad to the bone show. And, It's got a vibe though that other shows don't have. It's like you're with your friends, man. I mean, it's like your buddies, and it's cool and it's super chill. Now it's got big crowds, but the way it's broken up, it's not like lines of tables, you know. It's like all broken up in different little areas, and then they're showing freaking Godzilla movies. And I was on a panel where, you know, asking me about toy making and stuff, but it was fun. I mean, it's the one show it's the only show I've done. It's like fun. Just like, and a lot of that is, it's close, you know, it's an hour and a half for us to get there. So, you know, it's easy.
They're like, I'm tabling at DesignerCon this year, and we're driving out there and doing all that kind of stuff. And we are thinking
in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And we're thinking like, oh, it's going to be a lot to like table and have like 50 pieces on the table. You took 400 or 500.
Yeah, I think we took 500 total pieces last one.
So do you just put like one of each on the table? And like, because how do you put it all out? What do you do?
Well, we have one of each of whatever's available in our catalog. Like if there's, say I do a figure and I say, well, okay, well, I'm going to make 20 of them total. So we have our master, you know, made, and it's one, you know, and it's, everything's numbered. We have a book of numbers. If something pops up and doesn't have a number, I can check its serial number and see like, oh, this one's actually supposed to be number 2. There you go. And, so we set up with all those that we have available. And then we set up with our fetish figures, which are a little simple, one piece, really like a little folk art sculpture. And those are super, super popular. So we set up with I think we had a couple hundred fetish with us. And then we have our vinyls, and then we have just whatever. I mean, I make, you know, a bunch of different stuff. So, we set up with whatever we have made up, and we're still leaving a bunch of pieces here. It's just that I have a full-time painter, AAA, I talk about all the time. You know, he's lived here with us and worked for us for 5 years. So every day he comes to work and paints figures, and it's up to me to make them. And then he paints them, and we just, you know, after a year's time of being full-time, you know, you make a crap ton of figures, and I'm pretty reserved about the way I sell them. You know, I sell them in little spurts, and then people contact us and order them and stuff like that. We've always got special orders, and it's just a whirlwind kind of situation.
wild. Also, I didn't know that you had a full-time painter of these figures.
Yeah.
Doing that. That's crazy.
I never get them done. What's that?
That's crazy. I just didn't even, I always had wondered how you got so many of them done.
Oh, without him, it'd be a fraction, you know, like I am really good at getting the first one done, the prototype done, and making it look just the way I want it to look. And after that, man, it's up to him. You know, he's master of the airbrush, master of the paintbrush. And like I say, he moved here exactly October 5 years ago. That's the way I've done it. At what time when we were really rolling with the waves of figures, you know, we would do like 100 of that figure or 60 of that figure. We had up to 5 people working for us. So, because it's just too much. It's too, and you know, we had 2 painters, and I had several casters, and it was just, it was that busy. We're not, near, I guess we could be more busy if I hired more people and made more stuff, because more you make more, you sell more. But it's perfect to me right now where I'm not stressed, you know, like going, oh my God, I got to make sure everybody's paid and everybody's taken care of and all this stuff like that. And now I just have AAA and he hammers it out. He knows what I like. He knows what I want. You know, he knows what to do.
Yeah. Are you tabling any more conventions or anything this year? Or are you going to wait again until Kaiju Go again?
I don't know. I did Assembly Required
right
in Asheville this year, and it was great. Great show. Sold a ton. Super mellow. Super super cool. But I call that an artist show because I'm, you know, everybody's a toy artist or some kind of artist, you know, and that was a really great show. Unfortunately, it's a long way from us, you know. I can't remember that drive, but it was 14 hours or something like that, which makes it tough on us. But I took my wife and my 18-year-old, and which they helped like crazy, and that was a really good show. We sold really well at that show, and it was fun. We had a real good time there. But Kaiju Go, man, it is just a different thing altogether. It's like nothing. I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing shows since the 80s. It's like no other show I've ever been to.
Yeah,
you know,
that's, I would insane. Give
it like the best recommendation.
that's insane. I think we've caught up. I want to talk Ninja Turtle bootlegs. When I think in the scene, when I think about people that are just obsessed with that type of bootleg, you obviously come to mind. I have bought several bootlegs off of you. And you do this thing that is so funny. And I don't know if you've caught on to it yet, but you do this every time. And my wife is probably so pissed at you, where you'll like, I'll buy something and you'll say, oh, like, does that complete the set? And I'm like, yeah, now I have it. And he goes, oh, but what about these? That you always end it with, what about that? It happened with Street Sharks. I have all the, like, I finally got all the Mannix ones or the Mighty Sharks from you. And then I had said, oh, great, this one completes it for me. And you were like, oh, what about the gold and silver ones from Australia?
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst. Yeah. And, of course, I had to go find one. It took forever.
Bootlegs is the deepest hole there is. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've collected everything. And I don't care. You can talk your Star Wars, you can talk your Ninja Turtles, you can talk whatever. But once you go bootleg, you never go back, because there ain't no getting out of the hole. You know, you got to just, you know, it just, when you think you're there and you're like, man, you've only gotten the crap you see all the time on Instagram and Facebook. That's all you've gotten. You don't even know. There's an underbelly of collectors.
Yeah.
Which are silent. They don't show you their collections because they have stuff that is like one of a kind, because nobody's ever found another one. And they've been hunting for this stuff for 15 or 20 years, like I have. And you go, I had no idea that in Zambia, they made a this or they made a that, you know, somewhere crazy far out, and you'll find out, oh my God, they made those there. Yes. You know? Bar none, no matter what, there is nothing more bootleg than Ninja Turtles, no matter what anybody says. It goes in every country. I've never ran into a country that didn't have their own Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it is wild to see that. And now it's like, because I've gotten so many from different countries, now it's regions I'm working on. Like, I have South America covered, Central America covered, Mexico covered.
You do.
Yeah. I have the ones that I've found covered. Let's talk about that. The thing that I'm starting to run into now is I'm trying to keep them in good condition, but all of them are weird shapes, weird sizes. So beside me, I have Ocean Warriors.
Uh-huh.
So the size of the card doesn't match any other card back that exists.
Uh-uh.
So I have to like find mock or mint on card, whatever they have, clamshells that it might fit in, but it will still be weird because it's not made for that. And I'm running into that with every Ninja Turtle bootleg I have right now.
Oh yeah.
So they just sit out because I don't know what to do with them. So help me. What do I do here?
Well, I mean, you know, they're really, if you really want them in a star case or whatever, you got to just find something close enough that fits.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just leave them out. I mean, people freak out because I open tubs and there's $500 and $600 figures that are carded that are not, you know, in anything. And I said, well, they go in those black and yellow tubs. They stand up straight. They're very even. And I snap the tub on there and I've got them. Now, if you want to go to display them, you're screwed, man. I mean, yeah. If you don't have a star, if you can't find a star case, you can't display that card back. I've got a Ninja Turtle right here. When you're ready to see one, a rare one, I got one and it's in a quasi star case, but it don't really fit, you know?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about ones that, I don't see that often. And there's currently, three that I have in mind that, the Zappo Dragon.
I've owned a lot of those.
There's a loose one that I have seen that's available because I missed out on the packaged one.
Mm-hmm.
I was
packaged or rare.
Yeah, you would understand this more than I think a lot of people, especially with bootlegs. If you see it and you have that initial thing, you've got to pull the trigger because there's 30 other people like you.
Yep. Yep.
So
if you think I'm going to sit on this and it'll be there, this has been on eBay for 2 weeks. It won't matter. Nobody's going to tap it for that. And it gets tapped.
Yeah.
And it'll happen every time to you. So yeah, bootlegs, you got to be fast.
And then, the one that I've fallen in love with, like every other one, is our friend Power 5, the robot,
mm-hmm.
but there's a RoboCop version.
Yeah.
And I've seen one, but it's $1,000 and yeah. I understand. Like I get that. There's nothing in me that doesn't understand that. But the hard part is like, it's only worth what someone's going to pay it. And I'm willing to do that. But then what happens at the end of my life? Do I get stuck with this?
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Are you ever out? This is my comparison. I like to hack a lot. Right. So if you're ever out and you're going, well, now I hack with my granddaughters a lot. They're so much fun. And so we'll be out hacking and stuff. What if I were to say, God, you know, what's all this? This is just memories when I die. I'll just go away or won't, you know, just be around for them. And, you know, what's it matter? Well, hell, nothing matters, you know, right?
Right.
So to me, everything matters. And I love all these toys. I love collecting. I say this all the time. The day I die, I hope right before I die, I get a pack. I'm cutting open a package. And I go, oh, man. I've been looking for that forever.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I don't care. I want to have fun, you know?
And then the last one I sent you a picture of, and it was helpful to know that you, I don't think you had seen it either. It was that Korean bootleg turtle one, but they had Koreified, I guess you'd call it, like the turtles. I've never seen where they've made the turtles look like something. Them. Yeah.
We interrupt this broadcast of Toys on Tap to bring you this. Meanwhile, in a galaxy of bootleg treasures.
DOV2, we have engine failure. We must crash land on DKE Toy Planet. Oh my, we're doomed. Wait, salvation. Hooray, we're saved, DOV2. Limited edition custom artist-made action figures and DKE toys.
Check out www.dketoys.com for a full catalog.
Hooray for custom action figures. DKE.
I have seen the turtle model kits from over there. I've mm-hmm. seen the, for, you know, the big freaking, you know, where you put them in the robot. And I've owned, I can't even tell you how many packaged turtles from over there and different ones, you know, different ones that they, you know, this bootlegger's doing it this way and this bootlegger's doing it that way. But, but that particular package you showed me, I've never seen that. No,
To get it. I'll let you know if I do. You'll be the first person that gets a message once I get my hands on that. but I have some to show you, but show me the one that you have right in front of you.
This is super rare. The package is super rare. This is literally like 1990.
Okay.
It is Mexican, and I know there's we could go into a whole discussion on the different ages of Mexican bootleg turtles.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they made them in the right around 1990, and then they shot them back out about 5 years later. Then they shot them out about 5 years after that. But and a lot of it has to do with the packaging. But this one. This one I've never seen before. Only this one.
Oh, it's a beautiful full card.
Yeah, and it's what's that friggin' duck's name?
I have no idea.
Ace Duck.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't it Ace Duck?
Something like that. I have no idea on all the names of every TMNT character. I just know how much I love their figures.
Okay.
Oh, that's insane.
Now, that card right there is really hard to come by.
Oh, my God. And it's intact.
That's all original. And the duck is on it. And the thing is the plastic is so old and weird. It's almost translucent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, they pressure mold these. You know, it's PVC. Pellets, and then you know, and then polypropylene pellets, and then they heat them up and pressure mold them. But anyway, that is a crazy rare one right there.
Out of all the Ninja Turtle bootlegs I've seen, I've never even seen that name.
Yeah, that is a toughie. So I had a guy from Mexico offer me that. I believe it was a guy from Mexico. I deal with so many guys from Mexico.
Yeah.
But, He offered it to me, and I think he said, you know, like, man, I got to have, I think I paid either $125 or $150, but that's one of those deals.
Yeah. Dude,
all these years, and I mean, I was there in the early 90s in Mexico buying stuff. So it's like, I've never seen that. And it's so insane to me all these years later, and I pop up something like that. I'm like, wow, you know, that's crazy.
And what's crazy about that one, too, is usually the Mexican bootlegs that you see that are all the pressure ones, they're really funky looking and poorly painted because I think they're just going for it. That one looks super well painted.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it actually has better coverage than most of them. You could tell they were really trying when they made those, you know, but that's with all the Mexican bootlegs. There's levels.
Yeah.
You know, there's like everything they make. Like, I think a lot of it depended who they hired for a painter. I know most of the times when I've ever seen videos or guys talking about back in the day, they were hiring women and kids to paint most of those. Or, you know, when I say kids, you know, early teens or whatever.
Yeah.
To paint that stuff. And so if you got a hold of an artist, well, that artist is going to do, like, I'm going to do better. You know, I can still go fast and do a real good job and make them look cool, you know. So, because you can tell by the eyes and the teeth and all that, you know, what looks better. So.
That's insane. The thing I do love about their figures a lot is they put them in, instead of the blister, it's in the bag on the card. And no one ever told them, like, this is not going to last because they didn't care.
No. Okay. When I used to go to Mexico, I can tell you about a trip I made in 1991.
Okay.
And when you went to Mexico, if you weren't in a flea market, they have those big indoor flea markets. So if you weren't in a flea market, you go to a dulceria, which is a candy shop, okay? Mm-hmm. And in the candy shop, they have a lot of these toys, you know? And those toys, in 1991, those toys would be about 25 cents a piece. So you could start. I remember buying bootleg superpowers. Mm-hmm. Like I went down there and I was loaded for bear. I was looking for Mexican comic books. And I got a giant stack of Amazing Spider-Man, and it was, my God, you know, they were like 10 cents a piece. And then I went to the dulceria and I bought a big basket full of toys. And I don't think I gave $5 in a big shopping bag, just full of toys, but it was mainly superpowers back then, you know, like superpowers bootlegs, and I can't remember what else I got, but I remember superpowers bootlegs. But yeah, so they were so cheap.
That's insane.
Literally throwaway toys.
Yeah. What's crazy is not how cheap they are, it's how much we now pay for them.
Yeah. Well, thank God they appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
And thank God there's people that appreciate them. You know, that's the way I look at it. Like it's so funny when you post a lot of toys like I do. And, you know, I post to get people like yourself go, holy shit, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I got the fever, man. I got to have that. That's fun to me because I know when I'm looking at somebody's site or page or whatever, and I see something I've never seen and I'm totally immediately fall head over heels in love with it. You know, dude, that's exciting, man. That's like that's like jumping out of a plane to me. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so I love posting stuff like that for people. And if not that, even like the other day, I posted some Toy Biz because I love Toy Biz figures. And, you know, when they, the early ones, not when they got all the bazillion joints, you know, and I still love them. I have a massive collection and it's good memories. And I hope somebody looks at that and goes, boy, that takes me back, man. That's good stuff, you know?
Yeah. When I was scheduling this episode with you, it was funny because I told you like, oh, this is what I want to talk about. These are the things. And you said, yes, that's fine. Just wait until you see my next post. And it was another turtle bootleg coming out and you just understood. This is the one I sent you a thing of that I picked up.
Okay. Now I don't know if I still have one of those, but I had that. That set. That's a fantastic set.
I can't tell if it's plastic or soft vinyl or what, and I'm too afraid to try to get into it.
I cannot remember. I thought they were hard plastic, but I could be wrong.
They just the joint or maybe like blow mold or something. They look.
Yeah, they're probably composite, you know, a little of this, a little of that, you know.
Yeah. And then that person who I bought it from sent me another one. And it was another carded figure, which is cool. I don't know what they were thinking when they made it because it's two Ninja Turtles, both with swords fighting each other.
They don't care.
It's just a. Yeah, it's a blister stapled on to a card.
Yeah. Yeah. See, at that point, the people that were making it probably didn't even know what a Ninja Turtle was. You know, they were like, steal that, steal this, put it all together. You know, that's what they did.
What's wild is they have the other characters on the back. Guaranteed they didn't produce those. No way.
Guaranteed, you know, because they didn't have those molds probably.
But those are the two most recent that I'm like trying to quickly find cases for. I don't know how I'm going to do the box. I tried looking up serial box holders.
Yeah.
It's an inch too wide. So I can't I just got to find a bag.
There's lots of guys that build those custom acrylic cases. Okay. You know, lots of them.
Yeah,
they'll build you anything. And I found that they're not, you know, overly crazy, you know, especially if you really care about the piece, you know, you really want it acrylic.
You had one piece that you had shown that got away. I think I had like gotten busy or something. I couldn't get to it. It was the marionette turtle.
Okay. Yeah, that's an odd one. That was an odd one.
You'll get like, cause you've made reference, like you got to get that hit. I've never felt more defeated.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. To be honest, I miss out on stuff and lose stuff that I want every week.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to where I can go, that's okay. You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. You know, like, because, man, you can dredge up horror stories.
Empire. Empire Blisters. Specializing in action figure blisters. 19 different styles. Two sizes of clamshell figure cases. Four different bulk pack options. Quantities of 100 sample packs available. Empire Blisters.
Now sponsor Toys on Tap.
That means a 10% off coupon on checkout. Use code Toys on Tap 10. That's TOYSOMTAP 10.
Empire Blisters. Empire Blisters.
You know, it's like PTSD. I never got PTSD from like real life shit, but I get it from like losing like something I've been looking for ages. And then you lose it and you're like, oh my God, I've had this on a watch list on the internet for 15 years and then it pops up and I missed it. So do I ever get it the rest of my life?
Yeah. I think about that. It's crazy to say, but I think about that often, especially with like, because you'll know, like the bootlegs don't, they come and go. There are some that are everywhere that I just don't care about anymore. But there are some that I've seen once and I didn't go for it. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I think the new goal for me now is if I can get one from most countries that I know for sure produced them, I have zero from Africa. There, I know that that continent had to have produced something.
South Africa.
Okay. Is that where I'm going to find it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. South Africa. Make a toy friend in South Africa. They'll hook you up.
That's crazy. Yeah. The Ninja Turtle bootlegs are the things that are driving me right now.
I have seen wood ones from middle of the road Africa, you know, Kenya. Yeah. You know, places like that. I've seen wood ones put together, but you know, they're handmade. But still, shit, that's cool, right? I've seen wood ones from Philippines too.
Chance, or actual
figures. I've seen.
What are you doing to me?
Figures from Philippines.
You're messing me up.
Have you seen the ones they make out of beer cans over there? It's freaking nuts, man.
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, yeah. They'll take old Coke cans and beer cans. And they'll make the most intricate figure you've ever seen. They sell them on the streets for nothing.
And it's a toy?
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, no, man. I've seen some crazy shit. You know, Russia,
yeah.
Yugoslavia, Ukraine is separate. Actually had different toy makers than the Russians did. Which, I mean, golly.
Yeah.
But, you know, all those freaking countries, man. I mean, there was something weird. Turned out Spain, you can't even count how many bootleg turtles there are from Spain.
Yeah.
You can't count all the ones from Mexico and then just drop into Central and South America and forget about it, man. I mean, just people will turn up once and show me and I'll be like, I am freaking mortified. I've never seen it in my life, you know. But turtles, man, they're just everywhere, you know. And of course, China and Indonesia and, even Japan, you know, they're just everywhere.
What's interesting is the ones that you'd think are most common to find, like a lot of the Chinese ones, I can't find them anywhere.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And I tell people this, I used to, complacency.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing, man. Complacency is a terrible thing. And I used to get very complacent because it'd be like, oh, there's a case fine to that. You know, I can sleep on that. Let me get one. And I can buy all these and they're cheap, but golly, they're everywhere. Everybody's got them right now. And you know, those case finds used to pop up in Spain and Greece, especially Italy. And you'd be just like, oh man, you know, like they're here all day. Well, a couple years goes by and guess what? You're like, what? You know what? I haven't been seeing those lately. Then 5 years goes by and you're like, okay, they evaporated off the planet, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the way bootlegs do.
Which is crazy. The only thing I've seen out of Russia is a coloring book that was like some crazy bootleg. And it had like random characters that are in it that aren't in anything else.
Turtles comics are bootleg. I mean, you can find them in every country, every country. And but there are Russia's got tons of bootleg turtle figures. Yeah.
Okay.
Different sizes, little ones, big ones. I got some from Argentina that are like that tiny that came with candy and they're high detailed though. They're little bitty hard plastic, you know, they're from the '90s.
What's hard to understand, I think why I'm so enticed. Like I've seen Star Wars. I have one figure. It's the Galaxy, whatever it's called. But that like those don't interest me because usually they're always painted roughly the same. So for the turtle ones though, in like Korea or in certain places, they're like chrome or silver or red or blue, and no one knows why. They saw them. Why? What are they doing?
Yeah. Well, because for one thing, they're trying to skirt the whole IP situation, you know, like maybe we could get these sold to a different country if they don't really go like, oh, they're too close to a turtle, you know, like maybe I can get those sold over there. Of course, that's why they pour into third world countries, because they don't care, you know, they're, you know, rock and roll. But yeah, I don't really know, but that's what makes bootleg so freaking cool, that, they look weird.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Well, you know, I'm sitting here looking at that. Look at there. Festus Hagen right there from Gunsmoke. Yeah. Why is he? Cause he looks weird. He's a badass, but he looks like a bum. Right. You know, like, but that's what makes him, that's what gives him character. And golly, if everybody looked like a Ken doll, oof, you know, that ain't a good life, you know?
So looking at the fact that I have an addiction for this, what are the figures that you would say I need to be looking for? Because you can name a bunch like I can. There's so many that they're out there. I don't care about them.
Well,
I have
you're
one.
On the right track in Korea. You know, like Korea has a lot of weird ones. They got jumbos that are weird. I believe there is a 2-foot jumbo turtle there from Korea, because I bought a 2.5-foot tall Batman that was absolutely huge in the box. Now, back when I was buying a lot of stuff from Korea, if you gave $100 for it shipped, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like people thought, dude, you're just throwing your money into a hole, you know? But I was like, I don't care. I love it, you know? And I would get these things in. But at the time, I was offered a giant turtle, too, that was in a box. So, you know, there's stuff out there that you just don't see. And I've never seen again. I sold my Batman thinking, you know, I remember a guy offered me $450 for that Batman. I thought, you got to be kidding me. I won't sell it. Then I was like, oh, but I could buy this. So I was like, okay, I'll sell it. And I sold my Batman, and I've looked for it. I've never found it since. And I sold it about, it had to be 10, 12 years ago. So yeah.
Now in the thousands, got to be worth in the thousands.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, because everything took a big hike, you know, so, I bought bootlegs, like all the He-Man bootlegs that are so rare and expensive, the Speclatrons, all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, you know, if you gave, for the most part, you, even on the card, $10 a piece would be like, okay, that's about max for me, you know? And then loose, you could buy a whole gaggle of them, you know, for $50. Yeah, big old bundle of them. I bought a bundle of real, they're super rare. You never see them. They're a type of He-Man bootleg, but they're like, they were bootlegging the bootlegs. So they were like Galaxy Warrior bootlegs from Mexico.
Okay.
And I remember paying $60, and when it came in, it was just a giant bag full of them, you know, all hand painted, all handmade. So freaking cool. I still have them. But now, I mean, I had a Cobra guy got for me $150 for this one figure out of it, you know?
That's insane. We're at a point. There's a guy in Mexico. He goes by Karma de Perro. I don't know.
Yeah. I know him very well. Yeah.
Sells, that's how between you and him, it's both of you guys that are doing this to me, that are starting me on this journey. And I started noticing that some of the figures, cause he understands the American market of, for some reason, they're just desire, and he's paying a couple bucks for some of these figures down there. And selling up here for like 30, 40, whatever. And then come to find out the prices down there, because they also understand now that this market is like this, they're going up at those like flea markets.
Yeah. Well, they call them gringo prices. You know, they said we used to, we could buy it for Mexican prices, sell it to gringos. Now it down here, it's gringo prices.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's, there's always been that, you know, like, what are you going to do? Spend $1,000 and go down to Mexico and hope you don't get murdered or kidnapped?
Yeah.
And going to go shopping for toys and hope you find something? No, man. You deal with a pro like those guys. You pay more, yes, but you get killer stuff that nobody's got, you know, or very few people's got, you know, so.
Yeah. And there's one that I saw. I can't even remember the guy, what he goes by, but it's like a, It looks like an alien body with a Ninja Turtle head, and they have sharp teeth coming out. It looks like a Spanish one, like Spain. And I'll have to find a picture of it. They've all eluded me.
It's from Mexico. Okay, so like some of my buddies down there, they'll give me videos from inside the toy stores in Mexico.
Yeah.
And these toy stores, you know, they're in markets, but they're indoors, you know. But you go inside the store and it's got racks and racks of bootleg toys. And, you know, there's five in each rack. And but he said the market's so big to get them to America for dealers to come in there and get them. Well, it's just like here, like at Target or Walmart, when they put out cases, and I don't even know what's rare anymore, but people run in there and they call them scalpers, you know, and they buy them and then they put them on eBay and resell them. Well, that's what they do down there. They run into them stores and get them because they got clients in America ready to buy that stuff. And that Xenomorph body with different heads. I mean, I have one with an Iron Man head.
You know, oh my gosh.
A Xenomorph for the Iron Man. They literally won't stop. It will be everything. And they make all that stuff. All that's injection molded in Mexico. Yeah. Real high quality.
Yeah. In someone's house, it feels like.
Now, those are an actual factory.
Okay.
And I know a little bit about the factory, but it's like a real secret deal because government wants to shut them down for IP abuse, you know, for, you know, and, you know, they get pressure. So I had a friend that went to this one factory in Mexico City or outside, is in the country. And he said, literally two guys, when you enter a room, you have to have a guy with you that, you know, that is okay with you being there. They check you for cameras. They said you walk in a room and two guys are packing AK-47s. And I said, and he's legitimately telling, he said, dude, I've been to meth labs with less security. He said, it's unbelievable. The security there was freaking nuts. And he said, everything was hush hush. You know, you, like basically, you know, better than to tell where you've just been because you won't be telling nothing no more.
Yeah.
So I actually tried to get an invite to go down there. I was going to balls it, you know, and just go. And he said, no, absolutely not. They're so guarded that you know, it's impossible, you know?
Yeah.
But the amount of money, like, you know, Predators and Aliens and Supermans and Batmans and Dragon Ball Z and, you know, whatever's hot, they're injection molding, hot and heavy. Boom, 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 boom.
The amount of money I would pay to go into that place is alarming.
Yeah, I actually wanted to cut a deal to make our figures down there.
Oh, and okay.
Not the basically take a mold of mine and make a smoother bootleg version of it and mass produce it and on the cheap, you know. And I worked on it for a while, but it's like, man, he's like, dude, they're just so nervous that you could be terrible. You could be a Fed, and I used to be.
Yeah, a federal.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd just like to get caught down there, man.
Holy moly! Yeah,
and don't get me wrong. I love Mexico. I grew up in South Texas. I love the people. I love the country. Unfortunately, you know, it's overrun with criminals. You know, so
yeah,
you know, gangs and stuff.
But. We are being in San Diego. Throughout the years that we've lived here, we've gone, it's a 10 minute drive to get to the border. And right. So, and then you're in Tijuana and you can, there's a water park there. There's great food. And then you can come back after a couple hours.
Yeah.
But that's not where all the good stuff is as far as toys goes. And I think that the people there, they really try to tell you it's the good stuff.
Yes.
It's not. It's so much further in. And if I'm only there for an hour, I don't even bother looking at this point. But yeah, that's the stuff that I am currently like chasing and doing all that. And once I find cases and stuff, that's the thing. But I want to pitch an idea to you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that I want to go to that factory with you. That's a separate idea.
I can tell you, we ain't going to get there.
Yeah. I will say that, I like if tariff stuff and all that keeps going, we've been looking at like trying to figure out a PO box in Mexico to like ship things there and like bring it over. And if I go down there for a PO box, I'm going down there for bootlegs. We're doing a double trip. I can't. I want to make a coffee table book only about turtle bootlegs, where it's all the backers. Because I think the figures would be harder to do because there's so many. But I think backers I can narrow down. Like, yeah, so we would photograph that or have an artist redo the rendering, whatever that looks like.
Old backer.
Yeah. And so, like, do you think it's worth it? I think that's a cool idea for a coffee table book because it's all the TMNT bootlegs that.
Well, what's anything worth?
Right. That's the question I had. Like, it could be so good.
If you love it. You know, every time I make something, I never make anything thinking, is this going to sell? Am I going to make money? No, it's the process. Life is the process. And the doing of is the fulfillment. And the end result, well, that's to me, every time I'm done, I'm like, I finished, beautiful. And then, crash and burn. My brain just died, you know, because now I like, it's almost like it hatched. And it flew away. And now you're looking for another egg to hatch. That's life, man. Like if I want to do a book, if I want to do something, I just do it. I do not care one bit if one sells. I just want to make it, you know?
Okay. That's a good insight because the amount of work it's going to have to take, because some of them are so beat up. Yeah. I have to have the artist recreate them. And I don't know what that's going to look like because there's so many.
Well, yeah, on that deal, you know, you'd have a computer guy.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine, UK, Theo Kane, Slimehouse Toys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has done that work before. He also loves turtles, by the way. But he's done that work before where you give him a scan of a card back. And, man, he does the digital work on it. And it looks absolutely flawless. You know, it looks like it was a fresh made one, you know.
Okay. Well, just know that you're the one that encouraged this as well.
Oh, I would be all over it. And like anything I can give you pictures of, dude, I don't want nothing. I don't even need any credit. I'll be glad to send you pictures for any, as much as I've got. I've got some rare stuff like that,
yeah,
right there. That's a rare son of a bitch, you know? So, and I've even got weird stuff. I grabbed this cause it was there. I forgot the header, but do you have one of those?
No.
Shaped head? Yeah, this is an old one. See, you know, you look at stuff like, look at that old piece of card back and the rusty staple. So, you know, you're dealing with an old 90s ones, you know, 91. And of course, that should usually have had a sticker on it, but this mask is like freaking nuts. It's thick, you know, it's like a thick PVC mask.
Crazy.
But it's got such a weird, now my string is hung in the freaking bag. But look at that.
It's such a wild shape.
Yeah, it is such a wild shape where your bottom jaw is still out there. And, you know, but yeah, stuff like that.
The one I picked up recently that kind of goes along with that.
Yeah, I thought you said you were stuck.
Yeah, I felt stuck.
I have one of them.
This is
classic, man.
What the heck were they thinking? This vibe is so weird.
Yeah.
You can tell at some point as they started producing, it got less like artist driven and more or less drawn and more just typed out just by the letters.
Yeah, I have a card back somewhere that just says turtles in block letters. You know, just says turtles, and it's got, I have all kinds of weird ones, you know, so, and, you know, a lot of these countries, made very, like, quasi-turtle knockoffs, so you get, like, you know, these figures that look turtle-esque, and you're like, okay, they were trying to do the turtles, they went their own way. You know, they basically like made their own version of the turtles, you know? So there's so much of that, which is a whole nother, realm of bootlegs, you know?
Yeah. The one that comes to mind is the Turley Gang. It's turtle, but just a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, that Turley Gang is that's fine product. You know,
yeah.
Sungold made that. So, you know, you're getting one of the best toy companies in the world there. That's not, you know, Kenner, Hasbro, whatever, but you know, they made some damn good stuff. And when I don't know if you've ever seen any original Turley Gang stuff.
No, I just have one.
You have one in the box?
Loose.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the guys came in the boxes and they had all the armor and it was in those wild pink and green and yellow boxes that are just insane neon colors. Those used to come up and, you know, they'd bring like $100 or 125 and I would think that's crazy, you know, being a tight ass. Well, yeah. Really just there's no bar. So it's like, I don't know if that's too much or not. I have figures I bought in Mexico. I have one figure. I paid $700 for one and $75 for the other, you know, and I'm not making sport of that. I really did. Like a guy offered me this for $700. I looked for it forever. I bought it. Guy offered me another one out of the blue. And I thought, okay, that's gotta be a more recent repop or something. I get it in. Holy crap. It's not, it's original, you know? So.
Yeah. That happens a lot where, I've done it on eBay because I can't get down to Mexico or I can't get anywhere. So I've gone on eBay and I've seen one. And I was like, I've never seen that, buy it. And then like two down, it shows you like, oh, you might also like, and it's like $30 cheaper. You're like, what happened? What are we doing here?
Well, yeah, because, you know, how do you, okay. It's like, do you want to shop at Walmart or do you want to shop at the corner grocery where you know the owner and they're your friend and all that stuff like that, right? So you know, Walmart, everything's got a set price. It is this. You know, the corner grocery, you say, man, I've never even seen this brand, you know, so you just buy it, even though you're like, oh, that's a little high, you know, but I don't, this looks good, you know, I'm going to try this, you know. And that's the way, it's just like dealing with Hasbro or Kenner or any of those big corporate toy companies, right? There's hardly ever a variation. And when they're variation, like, oh, there's a different shade of brown on the knee patch, you know, something like that, you know. But when you get into bootlegs, it's all over the place. And I submit to you that a guy could pop up with this figure right here and the painting would be real chipped up, or they really were sloppy around the eyes, or really sloppy. And you look at the two and you go, wow, this one really strikes me. And that other one's paint job, because it's so bad, it's so off, it doesn't even strike me. So it's like, well, it's the same figure, right? Well, no, it's not. That's what hand, you know, I mean, they are hand pressed and they're hand cleaned and hand painted. So you're going to get a lot of them, you see the flashing still on them, you know. And we're somebody that took care, they cut all the flashing off. It just depends who did it. And
crazy.
And were they making, like these figures here, you were talking about being made at a home. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all made in houses, in garages, under porches, you know. That's, they were all made, cottage industry. Cottage
industry. Insane. Yeah, I will definitely think through that book, because it's going to take a lot of work of people sending in images as well as me finding whatever I have and putting it all together.
It could be done.
Yeah. I think a fun thing at the bottom would be like a star rating system out of 5 stars. Like, how hard is this to find?
I can help you with that. You know, okay. I mean, I can say like in, you know, this is what I think. But again, it's opinion.
Right.
I mean, we are in the toy world, and there's toy snobs out there. You know, you have to know this. I mean, there are people that think they're better. That if they own one of these, theirs is better than mine.
Because people always say it.
Them.
It's crazy.
You know, but dude, you run into some wild cats. You know, when you get collecting, you know, they're all over the place, And they may look, and you may show them that and say, hey, what's your idea of how rare that is? Oh, you know, they could be found. I mean, if I wanted one, I could get one, you know, but have you ever seen another one? Oh, I'm sure I have. You know, that's the kind of, you know,
yeah.
you get that, you know, like I call them guys toy snobs, you know, like they can't just go like, Like when you showed me that deal, I was like, holy crap, I've never seen that one before. Cause I don't think I'm the end all be all, you know, I just doing my thing, you know. Hell, I didn't even have social media in 2017. I didn't even get involved with collectors groups or nothing. You know, I just collected all on my own. I was a hermit collector. Nobody ever saw my collection ever.
Mm. Chance, it is always so good to have you on the podcast. finish it off for me. What's coming up for you? New figures, next thing you're doing. What are we working on?
Yeah, it's just more fit, like always. I don't change it up a lot. It's I got new figures, new comics, and all the figures relate to the comic books. And it's just the jackhammering of all these things and making it all work and, you know, putting it together. And of course I do the bootleg stuff and the fetishes are super popular. You know, I'm going to do some turtles. I've got my blank sitting over here because like the fetishes are like this. So I start with a buck that I sculpted and then I'll do the turtle shell and I'll do a set of turtles. And I've done turtles for our universe of the Warriors, but they didn't have shells. They were just muscle guys.
Yeah.
But, the fetishes, you know, keep making those cause they're super fun for me. And they sell like crazy. So it's a double win, you know, like it's great, but I don't want to be rich and famous. I just want to be able to do this, keep doing this. That's all I want to keep.
Yeah. Doing, you know? Heck yeah. Chance, thank you so much for coming on Toys on Tap.
Oh, you bet, man. Glad to.